Now, is there something that you've always wanted to know but have been too afraid to ask? The ABC TV series You Can't Ask That has been putting your sometimes uncomfortable and often inappropriate questions to groups of Aussies who live in judgment.
Do African men have big dicks?
Did you think you were going to die?
Did you marry your cousin?
I knew this question was going to be there. I knew it.
Was it really that bad?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
It was pretty rough.
This is just not okay.
I'm quite mortified.
Why are we judging people on the differences?
No one's better than anyone as far as I'm concerned. We're all equal.
Next question.
You do the honours.
Okay.
This is a bit silly question.
I'm very excited to say that the show is coming back for a fifth season. And the producers are asking you this morning to put your thinking cap on. Kirk Docker is the show's creator and series producer. He's in the studio with me. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
What do you want RN listeners this morning over their cup of coffee or during their drive to work to think about?
Well, the fun thing about our show is that we want the audience participation. We want to know the questions that you can't ask. And also, if you're one of these people, we want you to put your hand up and come on, because we prefer not to use people who have done media who have told their story endlessly. We want people who have never told their story to come on and answer these questions.
Oh, so this is not just a call out for questions. This is also a call out for people to participate in the show.
Well, it didn't begin that way. Season one, we wanted questions, but people started putting their hand up. And as we started going along, we got as many people putting their hand up to be on the show as we did sending, well, we actually get thousands and thousands of questions, but we also get a lot of people putting their hand up, which is also pretty cool.
You've got no idea what you're going to do to my text line. just before we get into it and the specifics of what you're after,
yes.
How do people get in touch? Because I'm sure people are going to start texting us instead, and that's not what you're after.
Well, there's a giant long URL, which I don't think is that useful, the ABC program page, but I would say Google You Can't Ask That, and it's one of the top there. Top links.
Okay.
Go on there and there's a list of places where you can put in your question or you can say, hey, this is me.
Maybe what we'll do is tweet that link out and we'll put it on the RN Breakfast website so that people can find it easily. So what are the topics that you're covering on this season that you want people to think about?
It's interesting because people say, oh, how have you got any topics left? We're saying to look at it as like a series of collector's cards and what's missing from that set. And what's been missing so far is people on the autism spectrum, nudists. We can't believe never talked to nudists. So that's something we're very much looking forward to doing.
I can think of a few reasons why.
But we're talking to people who live in public housing. We're fascinated by people who cheat, and we're not quite sure if that's the right word, or infidelity. If you go online, actually, they use the word wayward partners,
right.
Is the PC way to talk about it. But there's many, many ways and reasons why people are unfaithful that aren't the classic, you know, with your secretary at work. And we're finding some people are nominating to be on that episode that have quite amazing, powerful stories as to why they're trying to move away from their partner and find something else.
I'm interested in the idea that you're going to talk to kids this time, because it struck me in recent weeks with these protests on climate change led by young people and even speeches like Greta Thunberg's in New York in the last 24 hours. It provokes such a strong reaction and adults seem to doubt that kids can sort of be autonomous thinkers.
That's right.
And you're looking particularly at kids born after smartphones were around.
Yeah, we're looking at 11 and 12-year-olds. So they haven't quite got to high school, haven't gone through puberty, haven't had that sort of part of their life put on them. Yet they're still, what we're finding in the pre-interviews, we've spoken to a couple of kids, is their knowledge and what they know about the world versus when I was that age is crazy. And climate change has been something that's been very hard for us to do in our format. There's not really a group of people who are that. But to talk about climate and talk about the future, talk about gender, talk about some of these big issues with people whom you might expect don't know, who are misunderstood and marginalised, that 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds do fit that category really well. It's, you know, they know more stuff than often their adult contemporaries.
What makes a good question?
Well, for us, we love a good question that puts some judgment in the question, puts the prejudice that you have in the question. We're not looking to make the question PC and perfect. We want to hear your prejudice in it. We want to know those questions that you maybe feel awkward saying. We know a good question in the office when people feel awkward that we're going to ask it to the person, that you feel nervous. When I go into that interview and I've got a list of the questions that I know they're going to pick up on those cards in front of me, and I'm not sure how they're going to respond to it, that's when I think it's a good question, something that provokes a response.
And this time you are looking for people that have been involved somehow in a death.
Yeah, it's something we've had on our board for a couple of years. It's not that easy to get people to talk about this because it's something people often want to put behind them. But it's sort of like the ultimate taboo, and I feel like any one of us could be this person, someone who's texting while driving, even if we don't want to admit it, knocking off a cyclist. You know, you hear these sort of stories all the time. We've spoken to a boxer. We've spoken to someone who's been involved in a euthanasia situation before it was legal. So people who have had, who have been involved in this sort of ultimate experience and how they've moved through it and dealt with it afterwards.
All right. The series is You Can't Ask That. We'll put the link up on our website and on the Twitter feed.
Thank you.
How long have people got if they want to mull things over? Because some of these are pretty heavy questions.
We're going to have it up for about another week or so. So have a think about it. If you're driving to work and thinking about it, jump online the next week and tap in your question. You don't have to put in a question for everyone. If there's a burning one for one of the groups, just send that in. That's great too.
Kirk Docker, pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
You Can't Ask That, coming soon to your TV screens.